I think that the majority of these projects are flimflam. I think they're vaporware. You have to wonder in a year whether you don't just see a crash in the pricing of Blackwell GPUs, if indeed all of them even get installed. The current conversion of hyperscalers, the big tech companies like Meta, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, they've gone from these asset-light cash machines to asset-heavy behemoths rolling around in their own filth, ever building construction. I'm not sure where the real economy is here. You've got GPUs being sold for data centers that aren't getting built. You've got data centers being built for customers that can't pay for them. You've got an industry claiming it's the biggest, most hugest thing ever. But when you look at the actual user numbers, pathetic.
On the tech report with me today is writer of Where's Your Ed At and the host of the Better Offline podcast, Ed Zitron. Thanks for coming on again.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. I read your newsletter on Tuesday and it painted a pretty damning picture of their AI build-out. Between data centers, construction figures kind of on one side, and then the power that kind of isn't there for the most part anyway. Let's start off with the fact that only a third of the US data center pipeline is currently being built. Do you think that the build-out has hit a physical ceiling in terms of what they're able to make in one go? Or is there simply just not enough consumer demand for AI at the moment to motivate faster building?
Little column A, little column B. So here are the numbers. My estimate is there is only about 3 gigawatts of critical IT load, so GPUs and the associated bits and bobs, installed in the US in 2025. Sightline Climate, however, found that there's somewhere between 190 and 240 gigawatts of capacity being built as in announced, but only 5 gigawatts are actually under construction worldwide. So perhaps this is, I don't know if this is demand related, but I think it's reality related in the sense that construction is hard. The concept of a hyperscale data center, so something over 50 megawatts, is only a few years old. Like you don't really have actually 100 megawatt data centers. You have campuses of smaller ones, but even then, very new concept. The reality is that construction is hard and building for data centers for AI is very difficult because of the cooling requirements. The bigger they are, the more heat that needs to be got rid of. It's very difficult to do. But also, I think there's some dodgy stuff happening. I think that there's dodgy building happening because you're talking like 200 odd gigawatts. There's only 5 gigawatts that's actually being constructed. Sightline said that 16 gigawatts is meant to come on this year. I think that the majority of these projects are flimflam. I think they're vaporware. And I actually, in my premium this week, I went into it. I looked up some of the biggest projects in the entirety of America. And almost all of them that I found were either not under construction, had only just broken ground, or literally didn't exist. Fermi America, 11 gigawatt build out in Amarillo, Texas, for example. Crazy stat. 11 gigawatts, they were meant to be getting up and running sometime in 2026, except as of February 2026, the whole thing is stopped because they didn't have the funding or the permitting. That is a publicly traded stock.